The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Marie, thanks for being... I'm sorry, Sally gets to go first. Marie, you get to be there in just a minute, but Sally's been very patient with me. So welcome to the program. How am I to help you, Sally?
Hey, Dr. Joy. I'm so sorry about last Monday. I had to get off because my mom fell.
Oh, honey, is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, these things happen. No worries. I mean, not no worries, but no need for an apology. I'm glad we have you back.
Well, thank you. You know, I was talking about how great Prince was. But
I know.
This
you said you had two issues, and you talked about Prince, and then we lost you, and I thought, oh, dear, okay.
Exactly. And I'm very sorry about Cynthia and her situation. That is awful. And I think it's a very good idea that I have a good friend who has a master's in counseling and cannot find a job. And something like that would be perfect for every city to hire someone like that, just mainly for that reason. They can even just contract them.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. But again, I think it has to be probably crowd control, second responders, because otherwise first responders are there, you know, leather on the pavement, and they have a different kind of job, and even to have to communicate. But somebody just to hold your hand, I think, makes a huge difference, just feeling like you're not alone. That because in a traumatic situation like that, the idea that there's no one there for you, no one to go to, there's no one who give you information, it just makes you feel even more helpless. And again, it's a second victimization. So maybe, you know, maybe she'll, and it's certainly a way of working through her grief and making it a project that commemorates her, celebrates her daughter's life and her grandson's life, rather than focusing on the awfulness of their death.
Yeah. I know, because that is awful. But mine is a little bit lighter. It's about the HB2 in North Carolina.
Right.
And the only reason, let me preface this with, yes, I am a conservative, but I'm a conservative who believes in all marriages, gay marriage. You know, I'm totally fine with that. And I don't think, I mean, I know that LGBT takes it that way, but it's actually not against them. It's against sexual predators. When my kids were younger, there was a specific instance I heard about in Walmart about a man dressing up as a woman and going in a women's bathroom, and there actually became an Amber Alert. And fortunately, they found the child, but still, I mean, that's my concern. I've got three daughters. And they're of age to go in by themselves. They're 14, 12, and 10. Well, by themselves, maybe I should say together. But I still feel uncomfortable with someone, you know, obviously it's a very small percentage of anyone attempting to do that. But that one small percentage, I mean, they could dress up as a woman and, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the problem is when we make laws, we have to think about the largest group, not the smallest group, right? Because, I mean, otherwise laws become so binding and so specific and so cumbersome that you can't deal with it. And I think I think you're pointing out a legitimate issue, which is that you can look at the LGBT issue separately from the sexual predator issue, and the implication I think you're right. Most people are taking, or in the LGBT community, I think with some legitimacy is taking umbrage of saying that you're implying they were sexual predators. And I think that's, you're saying that they're not. That you could have someone who does not obviously look one sex or another could either be LGBT or could be a predator. And how do we differentiate? And my answer is that you have unisex bathrooms. And
and we do.
Yeah. And I think that it turns out, to further complicate the issue, is that the person who said that she was escorted from the bathroom may have made the story up. So it's, but having said that, we also know, as the, if you listen to the news a couple minutes ago, that Chicago has now said that in the school system that kids can go into the bathroom of the gender that they feel that they are, independent of what their birth certificate says. So it's you know. Transitions are tough for society, and you made a really good point about marriages, that whole notion of what a marriage is, what it should be under the law, has radically altered in the last 5 to 10 years in this country and in the world. And so we are in a position of hopefully moving toward a more enlightened society, including understanding that there may be a need for compassion at the site of a crime for the families of the victims that is not included in the model at this moment. The idea is that you get one group of people who reports on it, you get another group of people who deals with the situation, with the life-threatening situation, and there's really nobody there to deal with the person who says, but I know that person, or I live next door to that person, or that person is my child or my parent or whatever. So hopefully, as we acknowledge these issues, that we can deal with them more humanely, more appropriately, including the issue of what do we do if somebody feels that they were born, that they should be another sex. Which bathroom do they go to? Again, it would seem to me, if we can have bathrooms, and someone's going to object to this, but if we can now have it mandated at airports that we have bathrooms for pets, why can't we have, and we have nursing mother bathrooms, why can't we, as an enlightened society, say, look, if you're uncomfortable going either to the men's room or the women's room, we'll have a unisex bathroom, and you can use that one. And someone's going to call and say, I can't believe you just said LGBT and dogs and cats. That's not my point. My point is that as human beings, we can afford to be gentle with one another as well as with our pets, that we can extend that level of compassion and caring to one another as well. And it seems to me an obvious solution. We don't have to worry about people taking umbrage. We just have a bathroom that says, if you're a nursing mom or if you need some privacy for whatever reason, you know, and I know people, and they don't fall in any of these kind of nifty little categories, that cannot, for one reason or other, pee in public. And they develop all sorts of bladder problems. And I've actually known a couple of people like that. And so because they feel that they can't go into a public place to pee. Well, okay, so let's have a bathroom that says, for whatever reason, if you need more privacy, this is yours. I mean, if we can have handicapped, if we can have pet, if we can have, then, and it takes care of all the problems. And we don't have to worry about singling people out or making fun of people or associating with anything negative. We can just say, okay, you need extra privacy, here you go.
Yeah, let maybe every business have at least one private bathroom, and preferably several.
Well, and my whole issue is, as a broadcaster, as a woman who's had times where I worked overnight, is to say, could we have the women's room a little closer to the broadcast studio, because I don't have time to get there and back on the air in time. So I've just liberated men's rooms in my time. What can I tell you?
Oh, yeah. Well, we all us women have, because...
Yeah, exactly. And I sort of felt sort of sorry for men, because the last one that I did was there were a number of men using the urinals, and I sort of apologized for my entire sect and species, but used it anyway. Not the urinal. All right. Sally, I'm glad you called back. Hope your mom's okay. And we're on the case, all right? 855-993-7569. Marie, you're next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Marie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Thank you. My thoughts might be a little disjointed because you're dealing with issues that
that in our part of the country, we've subtly been trying to deal with for quite a little while, too. And it has to do with the feds needing to send in investigation. They had an investigation in our area because of our police department in the big metropolitan area. And I live in a smaller jurisdiction that's adjacent to it. But we've ended up with, interestingly enough, in the city, a female police chief, and in the county, we had a female police chief and ended up being in charge. And
has it made a difference in
well,
what goes on?
Well, I don't know.
Or
I wish somebody from my area that was more knowledgeable about it. But anyway, what I wanted to say was it was a, I think the reason the feds were sent in was it, I can remember one incident where there was a 17-year-old black teenage girl that was beaten up by the police. And because she was mouthy to them. And, you know, I could see myself, I'm white, but I could see myself being mouthy to the police. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
And, but,
Well, you're probably less vulnerable to it just because
you're
white. No,
I remember once I was called, once the police were sent in about me, and I was at a fast food place. This was years ago when I had a little child. And the gal didn't open the door. It was snowing, and my husband had dropped me off early at a hamburger place where I could get coffee and be there with the baby because I was gonna buses weren't running regular, and the gal didn't get the door right away. I mean, we'd been standing out there, and of course she goes to the opposite door. And I was mouthy to her. I said, geez, couldn't have you come to the door? We're out there freezing. Couldn't have you let me and the, you know, the baby and I in? And she called the police on me, and the police came out. And, and they walked around me and looked at me and that. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm, you know, we were cold out there. And I just let her know what I thought, you know, that she could have unlocked my door. That our side of the building of the fast food place.
So this was how long ago?
Oh, long time ago. This was 20, 30 years ago.
Well, it somehow is a comfort to think we were just as politically incorrect then as we are now. I mean, you know what I'm saying. The idea that that somehow in democracy you can't mouth off. I guess the question is how the other person takes it, which you're never going to know. We could probably also be a little bit more polite. And it's, you know, and all of us.
I was so shook, and I was so protective of my baby.
I hear.
And so I know I was wrong.
What did the police do?
Huh?
What did the police do?
They kind of looked at me, and eventually they walked away. They didn't say anything. The other thing I wanted to say was another incident we had with the police. Okay, I had a job where I could drive around. I worked part-time. Anyway, I was in an official car, and I was driving past my own personal house because I lived in the area, and I was going to a visit that I needed to make. And I went past my house, and I see the police outside my house. And I think, oh, what's going on? So I stop my official car, run there. And anyway, who the police had sent in, the police had sent in a, I don't know what they're called, but in our area we do have women or people, I guess they could be men or women, that are of a lesser official capacity. And they had come, it was an official car though, and apparently when my mom was babysitting my child, she had gone outside to hang something on the line, and my preschooler or toddler had closed the door and locked it. And she was worried because he was in there alone and she couldn't get in.
Yeah.
And there was a knife on the counter. And with my child, you don't leave my child with a knife. She was scared to death. So she had the, anyway, the police came to let her in. And they were just ready to break out our door, our back door window so they could get in. And anyway, it was an official police officer, but it was
I mean, I think that's the old-fashioned kind of police force that, I mean, that you really felt that, I mean, as I said, as a kid, I was taught if you got into trouble, you went and found a police officer. But even then, when I talked with my friends who were African-American, they said, you never do that. Never talk to the police. Don't give them an excuse. Even then, and that was a long time ago. So how you viewed the police really depended very much on, like everything else, on your experience. And the experience in the white community was very different than the experience in the black African-American community. And I think somehow as a country we have to get back to that notion that the police are really there to serve and protect. They truly are public servants, which doesn't take away from their bravery, doesn't take away from their efficiency, but does take away from the notion that they're paramilitary and the idea of breaking down doors. And we have to, if we can't trust our police, we're less a democratic society than we should be. Marie, thank you for your call. And I'm, you know, you'll have to let me know what happens about the mouthy black teenage girl who.
Oh, well, that was quite a while ago, and I really
what
don't know
what was
happened.
The outcome of it? You
but
don't?
they sent in DC.
The federal. Yep.
Yeah, the feds came in and investigated.
Who watches the watchers?
And we've ended up with a police chief from Boston, a female one in the big metropolitan area.
Well, again, I'd be interested to know if things have changed. I mean, the good news about that story is that there's a series, that there really are checks and balances, that the idea that a police department can be, in the heat of the night anymore, that doesn't exist. I mean,
thank
and
you.
Shouldn't.
Okay,
shouldn't.
That's what I was trying to, I was just trying to give the incident. I couldn't make sense, but yes, that's what my point is, I guess, is
okay.
That there's the yin and the yang, and somewhere or another, states and feds have to work things out so that, and, you know, there's a place, a middle place.
Well, I think that's where we're, the middle's always a little hard to find. You tend to overshoot it a bit before you find it.
Exactly.
All right, Marie, thanks for your call. Marie, the other, we've got two Maries in a row. We've got the
well,
MMA show.
My name really isn't Marie. So.
I know. 855-993-7569. Marie, hang on. I'll get to you in just a second. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Marie, thank you for being patient. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm just complaining about my husband, who is, he's a really frugal guy, and he never wants to change anything, and I just want to change up our front room, you know, right, because I had these books, this bookshelf built in the room. It's probably 6x7. It's a huge bookshelf, and it's probably 18 inches wide, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we put all our books on there and the TV and everything. But that was about 15 years ago, and it seems like the sun always comes in our room really brightly, and it's faded all the books on the edges. Faded them all. And besides that, I just have wanted to rearrange the room, so I thought, I mean, I paid for this bookshelf, and I thought, well, I'm just going to clean out all the books. I'm going to put the the ones away that I like that are good books, and then get rid of the rest of them. And I got rid of about probably like probably about 10 feet of books, you know, like stack on end. And then my husband was saying, "No, no, no, you can't get rid of this bookshelf. Why don't you move it over to the other wall? And why don't you do this, do that?" But you know, I mean, when I wanted to get rid of the rug that's in that room, he said, "No, no." And we kept the rug there because the rug is too dark and it's too big and it just, you know, needs a little upgrading. And then
is his concern, Marie, is his concern about the bookcase and the rug money, or he just likes things the way they were?
He likes things the way they are, and the money too. I think it was probably expensive for me to have that thing built in. I don't even remember how much it was because it was like 15 years ago, but I'm done with it, you know?
Okay,
but
let me ask you a couple questions about, before we go on, so I don't get lost in this. Let me ask you a couple questions about money. How do you guys pay the bills?
We have, I mean, separately, I pay some bills and he pays some, and, you know.
Do you both work outside the home or not?
Yes. Well, I work outside the home. He works in the summertime.
Okay. Do you make about the same amount of money?
No. He makes more than I do because he has investments and stuff like that.
Okay. How long have you guys been married?
Almost 40 years, 38 years.
Okay.
Let me just tell you one thing, though. He was mad because he's not a computer person. And there was one thick book that was all the medical problems that you have. And I was going to get rid of that one. He just said, because I said, "You can look on the computer and find any of that." He said, "I don't care. I just want to have, you know," he likes to have books around.
He likes to have books. Okay. There are people who love books. All right, let me just ask a couple more questions. How many bedrooms do you have in your house?
We have 4 bedrooms.
Okay. You use one of them. How many kids, do you have any kids still living at home?
We have one kid still living at home.
Okay, so you've got 2 spare bedrooms.
Yep.
Could one of those...
Well, they're not spare, really, because my son's got all his junk in the other one. My son that moved out has all his junk.
Oh, that's all right. We get rid of that. He's easy. He's not there. Okay.
Yeah.
So could one of those rooms be converted into a den for your husband?
No. And
why not
spend any time in there?
It doesn't make any difference if he spends any time in there. It's a way for him to put his stuff. He could put the crummy rug that you hate. You may be able to put, if not the entire bookcase, at least part of the bookcase in there. He can take all the books that he wants, and he can have his own little room.
Yeah, that might work, but, I mean, it's a huge bookcase. I don't know if it would fit up there.
Well, but I said even if it doesn't, you can cut it down. I mean, it's made out of wood, I assume, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so
here's
the deal. Understand that he's the kind of guy, I mean, what we need here is a compromise, because if the bookshelf and the books and the rug stay right where they are, he's happy, you're unhappy. If you get rid of the books, the bookshelf, and the rug, you're happy, he's unhappy. So what we need to do, and I mean, in theory, you could say, well, look, I'll tell you what, you choose. You can either keep the bookcase or the rug, but not both. And that's a possibility, but that'll make both of you unhappy. So it seems to me, what we're looking for is you're saying, here's the deal, darling. You get to pick this room, and you can do anything with you want, and I'll stay out of it, or I'll come into it, and we can put the TV in there, so we both go in there, we do whatever we want. And we'll take the rug up there. And if I were you, before I do any of this conversation, I'd get myself a tape measure, and I'd figure out what would fit, what wouldn't fit, because you can cut rugs down. Mm-hmm. And you can cut bookcases down, and he can put all his books there. And then the two of you, if you're going to be really smart, which I'm sure you're going to be, is that you'll decide that you're going to pay for, and we'll go back to money in just a minute, you'll pay for the new whatever you want in that, and show him pictures. You can either go to someplace like Home Depot, and they'll sketch it all out for you so you can see exactly what it's going to look like, and that you'll pay for it. And that you'll help him set up his room as a den. Then all you have to do is get rid of your son's stuff, but that's relatively easy. Either rent a storeroom and let him move it into it or something. I mean, you don't have to use your house as a storeroom.
I know. Well, there's another problem, though. He's got that's in the front room, in the living room in our house. He's got all his guitars. He's got all his amps.
Who's he? Your son or your husband?
My husband.
Well, but see, we can move all that into his little den.
He wouldn't go for it. That would
Why?
Be upstairs, and that would be way upstairs in the darkest room. It would just wouldn't be.
All right. Is there any other place in the house that you could? I mean, can you section off part of your living room? Is there a basement that you can have? Is there? And the other possibility is leaving the living room like it is, and you taking the extra bedroom and making a special little place for you in there.
Yeah, but I want it for my friends. I want it for all my friends to come in.
Well, but your friends could go to your special little girl cave.
Well, not my book club women. You don't know them. They're not going to go.
That's true. I don't. But listen, my dear, what we're looking for, unless you're really willing to leave this guy, what we're really looking for is a compromise. All right, so let's go back to that issue. Are you really just looking for a reason to dump the dude?
No, I'm not. I mean, we've had bigger fights than this. I mean, we've had.
All right. Well, but so if all right, so if we're looking for a compromise, then say to him, all right, look, where's the compromise here? Would you let's figure out where you would be willing to compromise? Would you settle?
See, no. Wait. Just a minute. I'm willing to buy another bookcase and move it over to the other wall, and then move his records over on the other wall. So that just minimizes the bookcase by about a third.
Okay. All right.
And then, so I'm willing to buy those
okay.
pictures there.
Okay.
And
what about the rug?
But I don't know if I can do anything about the rug. I mean, I was going to forget about
all
the
right,
rug.
So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take him out for dinner, make his favorite dinner, whatever, and say, all right, darling, here, I need for you to decide which of these makes the most sense to you. Would you prefer that we get a new bookcase, we'll move all your stuff, or... I had this great idea that you should have this personal space, kind of a man cave, we can move to, and see, and then because you're giving him two choices, if people feel like you're trying to bully them, especially men, but
yeah.
women as well,
yeah.
they just dig in, right? And no matter what you
right.
say, they're going to argue. If you said, gee, the sun's going to come up tomorrow, I'd say, well, maybe not. You know, you just can't count on that. You're one of those people. You're such an optimist. You always think, and they're off and running, right? But if you
yeah.
say, here are two ideas. Which makes most sense to you? And if he says neither, you could say, well, then what do you propose? Because
yeah.
we're trying to find something that where both of us are willing to give up a little bit and both of us to get something that both of us view as valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would do. When I would have little pictures, I would do my due diligence first. I would get out that tape measure and see where things would go and draw it out, or you know, have one of your kids who's really, if you're good at computers, you can probably do it on the computer. But so he has a specific idea, so he doesn't feel like you're bullying him. You're not trying to make him uncomfortable. You're trying to do what makes sense to him, and you came up with this great idea that maybe he would just love to have his own space, that where the girls from the book club didn't come, and he could go and be there whenever he wants. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, that would probably work. Yeah, that would probably work for upstairs. Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah.
but have it all. Don't leave anything to chance. Go and measure the bookcase. Figure out how you'd have to do it. Figure out who you could come and get to do it. So he doesn't have to do anything except feel like this is a little present from you for Father's Day.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, look.
He's just such a pessimistic guy. He just doesn't know.
Well, he's not. He's a guy who feels somehow that you are smarter than he is, or more verbal than he is, or something. So he just feels like he has to stand his ground, even when it makes no sense to stand his ground.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do, instead of towing off against him, at which point both of you lose, you're going to be charming and show him these two possibilities and see what he would like, and this is going to be your Father's Day gift to him, or his birthday present, or whatever. All righty?
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Let me know what happens. Send me pictures.
Okay.
855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jay, did you decide not to do the DVD thing? You're having a senior moment. Okay, there we go.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Okay, there we go. All right, there are a bunch of them. The first is Joy, which everybody can say, oh, it's about you. It's not. Jennifer Lawrence won, as far as I'm concerned. I think she's terrific and a terrific actress, but I thought she was mediocre in this, to say the least. It also has Robert De Niro in it, Bradley Cooper. It's a story of the woman who invented the mop on DVD, or on home shopping network, pardon me. And I thought, first of all, I didn't care about her. I didn't care about the story. I thought the only time that there was any real interest was when Bradley Cooper was, who heads up, I guess it was Home Shopping Network, and Joan Rivers lookalike. It did nothing for me. I'm sure it'll do very well on DVD. This Wave is one of the apocalyptic space invaders with Chloe Grace Moretz and Liev Schreiber. I kind of like this. You get to figure out what the first what the first four waves are, which is part of the fun. It's okay. It wasn't terrific, but it was okay. I'll tell you up front the two movies that I really love this week. One is Remember. And when I saw this, it didn't do very well in release, but it's terrific. It stars Christopher Plummer and Martin Landau as two guys who are aged, talk about senior moments, in senior housing. And Martin Landau sends Christopher Plummer out on this voyage. And the idea is that they were both Holocaust survivors, and they're going to go find the commandant of Auschwitz. And I'm not going to tell you anything more about this, except it's thought-provoking, it's terrific performances, and it's really one of those movies that will haunt you. I just thought it was it's not fun, but it's very interesting, it's very smart, and it's an important movie. It didn't make much of an impact when it was released, but in terms of reviews, it actually did fairly well. A Royal Night Out is a fictional look, I suppose, of the British royal family, loosely based, more or less, on something that apparently happened following World War II, just once World War II was declared, when the royal princesses, Margaret and Elizabeth, decided to go out in the town and mingle with the locals after the war. All right? The Queen doesn't think it's a very good idea. The King does. Rupert Everett plays the King, and he's wonderful. Emily Watson plays the Queen Mother. I just thought this was charming, and the idea that it may actually have happened is appealing. Glassland is one of those dramas where you're going to have to pay attention because the accents are kind of strong. It stars Toni Collette is probably the only name that, and well, I guess Will Poulter you'll understand as well. There's a young man who makes his life driving a taxi cab, trying to take care of his mom. His mom is an alcoholic. He's trying to find enough money to support his mother's trip to a rehab clinic. Decides to take a second job. He's pulled into a sketchy underworld and is mixed up in human trafficking ring. This is a very interesting movie. It's not easy, but it's interesting and some really good performances. So it should do fairly well on DVD. Didn't do terribly well in theaters. The Last Ship also is, this kind of down movie is kind of unhappy. Adam Baldwin is probably the name that you'll recognize the most. It's based on a novel, The Last Ship, centering around a couple hundred people who find themselves the only uninfected members of humanity left. A global pandemic has wiped out half the world's population and threatens the rest. The crew of the USS Nathan James has managed to escape and tasked with the need to find a cure, develop a vaccine, stop the virus, and save humanity all in an hour and a half. I think actually the movie's a little bit longer than that. It doesn't actually say how long the movie is. But an interesting movie. This whole notion of apocalyptic versions of the world's coming to an end. And, you know, then Zika comes up and everybody thinks, yeah, that's what's going to happen. So pick of the week, if you're looking for just some lightweight, A Royal Night Out is really fun. If you're looking for an interesting character study, or you have somebody who's an alcoholic that you were trying to convince shouldn't be an alcoholic, maybe Glassland. But Remember is my pick of the week. It's forceful, it's important, it's thoughtful, it's surprising. I'm not going to tell you what happens because it gives away part of it, but the idea of memory, of experience, of revenge. And revenge seems to be the newest theme in movies, that somehow we can go back and figure out to right wrongs by taking revenge, and whether or not that's a very good idea. There's one other movie that I wanted to mention to you. One is The Choice, which is kind of one of those little movies that you can kind of see what's happening about it. It's okay. Wasn't crazy about it. And also a movie that I'd probably review it anyway. But it's called Henry Gamble's Birthday Party. And what makes this unusual is it's put out by an evangelical group. And I was very impressed with it. When the publicist said, "Will you look at this?" I said, "Yeah, but, you know, this kind of thing is not, it's a little hard for me to review." And this, I thought, was incredibly well balanced. It has an evangelical pastor and his wife and their son who has a 17th birthday party at the pool in the backyard and invites all of his friends. And the parents invite friends as well. And it discusses a whole lot of issues, including homosexuality, sex, lesbianism, all sorts of alcohol, and shows different points of view. And I thought it was amazing. First of all, it's fairly well acted, some very pretty people. But what was most impressive, as far as I was concerned, is a religiously conservative group taking on these topics and being fair-minded about them, which isn't to say that groups can't be fair-minded. But I was pleasantly surprised at what a smart, fair, balanced, compassionate movie this was. So for that, it's worth checking out, just because I think you'll be as pleasantly surprised. I guess I'm so used to people yelling at one another and condemning one another for lifestyle choices of which they don't approve. That this was really, it was really a very welcome and refreshing. And I don't mean to be patronizing about it, because I was very impressed, and so I'm mentioning it. Remember, it's still a better movie, but if you want something that may change your perceptions on a whole lot of things, then you may want to check out Henry Gamble's Birthday Party. All right, all of this is at on my website, drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. You're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming. And I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.